On any given day, the Department of Homeland Security keeps more than 20,000 non-citizens locked up awaiting deportation. NPR's investigation of New Jersey's Hudson County Jail suggests detainees were mistreated and have had a hard time getting justice. NPR's Daniel Zwerdling concludes his report.
Victor Cerda is the top man at the Department of Homeland Security, who's in charge of detaining aliens across the country. He says whenever they hear allegations that guards have mistreated detainees, they take those charges seriously.
We have a responsibility to ensure, as a federal agency, that the civil rights of individuals are respected and observed. Those allegations will always get attention.
3 weeks before this interview, I sent Cerda's spokesman a list of charges that detainees have made against three jails in New Jersey. And I asked him, is Homeland Security investigating these allegations? For instance, five former detainees at the Passaic County Jail told us that guards terrorized them with dogs. We obtained an internal document from the jail that confirms that a dog attacked a detainee recently. Guards at the Bergen County Jail allegedly beat up at least three detainees last year. Two detainees from the jail told us that one victim was beaten so badly that his glass eye popped out. And we tracked down a third detainee who says that he found a glass eye on the floor after guards ordered him to mop up a room. And guards at the Hudson County Jail allegedly beat up two detainees earlier this year while a dozen more guards watched. But Victor Cerda said he wasn't sure if anybody at Homeland Security is investigating those specific allegations.
The three New Jersey locations that you cited, there are no large indications of systematic abuse occurring in these facilities. Clearly, these individual allegations that you're hearing that are reported, we need to still look at those individually and make sure that the system is working.
Have there been any cases in the past year where the Department of Homeland Security has concluded that guards at a jail or prison did, in fact, mistreat detainees and where you have prosecuted?
Well, actually, I will tell you that we had a case recently where a detention official in Detroit was not physically abusing but taking property away from the detainees. That one has resulted in criminal prosecution. Justice has been served there.
But detainees we met say they want justice because guards beat them up and sicked attack dogs on them. I asked Cerda, if you don't know if Homeland Security is investigating those allegations, who does? And Cerda said, call two other divisions in Homeland Security. They'll have the information. And I did. The spokeswoman at the Inspector General's office said she'd try to find out if anyone's investigating the allegations, but it's been 4 weeks now, and she still doesn't have an answer. And the director of the Office of Professional Responsibility told me that Cerda's spokesman instructed him not to give me any information. Of course, if you're a detainee who's been mistreated, but government officials aren't taking action, then there's one more way to seek justice.
Hello?
You could try
Hi.
To sue the jail and the government
okay.
for violating your civil rights.
What's your name, sir?
The problem is you have almost no chance of finding a lawyer to help you.
My name is Brian Lonigan. This is the Legal Aid Hotline, and I can discuss your case with you and try to give you as much information and advice as I can.
Lonigan's a lawyer with a New York Legal Aid Society. Every Friday, he sits by his phone, and detainees call him collect from prisons all over the region. He gets so many calls that he gives each one only a few minutes of legal advice.
No, you don't understand.
I'm familiar with the law as well.
All right, let me try to explain it to you, right? Because there's criminal law and there's immigration law, and they're separate.
After he hangs up, Lonigan says this detainee is lucky to be talking with any lawyer at all. According to a spokesman at the Justice Department, at least 80% of all the immigrant detainees in jail do not have lawyers. Now, the Sixth Amendment to the Constitution says that everybody who's accused of a crime has the right to a lawyer. And if you can't afford one, then the government has to provide you with a free public defender. But as Lonigan points out, when Homeland Security detains aliens to deport them, it's technically not accusing them of any crime.
They don't have a right to a government-assigned lawyer to represent them.
So in some ways, these immigrants in these jails would be better off if they had been arrested for stealing a loaf of bread.
That's right.
Of course, Lonergan and other lawyers from legal aid groups help detainees for free, but they say they almost never help detainees go after jails in cases where guards allegedly beat them or terrorize them with dogs. First of all, lawyers like Lonergan say they're overwhelmed just trying to get detainees out of jail before the government deports them.
There are a lot of complaints. I generally don't even ask about conditions most of the time. Because, for one thing, I only have a few minutes with each person. And my focus has always been, how can I help get this person out of here?
And legal aid lawyers say they don't have the time or money to pursue cases like the beating of Sadiqa Wade any more than the county prosecutor does. Sadiqa Wade sits glumly at his brother's apartment back in Alexandria, Egypt. Ever since Homeland Security deported him last May, he's been living with his brother's family. His bruises have faded, but Wade says he thinks about Hudson every day.
I want those officers to be punished. I mean, to be held account for what he did. And also want those who's behind him, like I know somebody behind him, give them the permission to do this. No one tried to stop what's going on.
Awade sleeps on a sofa in the family's living room. One of his nieces, who's 20 years old, says her father has been sleeping beside him because Uncle Sadiq seems so depressed. She says he's not funny anymore, and he keeps waking up from nightmares. Awade says it's always the same dream.
It's a giant person with two horns running behind me, like the devil. And the moment he got close and I look at his face, I was like, I couldn't run, I couldn't move. And I look at him, it was this officer, Vargas, the one who actually beat me up at the beginning in the jail. And he started squeezing my neck, like tried to choke me, tried to kill me. This is where I jump from the bed.
Sadiqa Wade says, can you imagine? He spent 13 years of his life trying to make his mark in the United States. And a few guards beat the hope out of him in a handful of minutes. Daniel Zwerdling, NPR News.
Just before going on air, we received an email with a statement from the Department of Homeland Security's Inspector General. It says, and we quote, "As a result of work already underway regarding various aspects of the Department of Homeland Security's Alien Detention Program and complaints received by our office, we have undertaken a review focusing on the treatment of detained aliens." The email says the review will be made public next spring. For more about our investigation, including photos and documents regarding alleged abuse, visit npr.org. You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.